Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. I want to welcome in our first guest today. Author Richard Lowry, in his book New Dawn, deals with the Battle of Fallujah and how that changed the Iraq War, and also want to talk to him a little bit about Veterans Day 2010. Hello, Richard. How are you?
Hi, Jack. I'm just fine. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's start with Veterans Day and what that means and how the meaning has changed in light of conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Well, we have hundreds of thousands of young men and women in the military service today that are serving us all around the world, fighting in the global war on terror. And today is the day that we should dedicate ourselves to thanking them.
Do we do that, and what else should we be doing that we are not?
I know that many, many people take the time to stop and think about our veterans today and do many, many different things to thank these young men and women. But I think that we should be doing lots, lots more.
It's interesting when you talk to veterans of other wars, and I remember talking to veterans of the Vietnam War and how divisive that was in this country, and some of them said that they knew there had been at least a subtle mind shift when people stopped spitting at them. But when the veterans come home from Iraq and Afghanistan, they seem to be getting a different reception.
Yes, yeah, I'm of the age that I am a Vietnam-era veteran. I never served in Vietnam. I was in the United States Submarine Service and had the good fortune of not having to go to Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember that situation like it was yesterday, where we were told that we shouldn't go on liberty here in the United States in our uniforms. The American people treated our servicemen badly back then. Now today, there is an apathy. People forget that we are entangled in a very serious conflict with a very, very ferocious enemy that's out to kill us. And these young men and women are setting their lives on the line every day to help us. And we need to thank them for that. We need to not only treat them well, but we need to remember them and tell them how much we appreciate their service.
Richard Lowry, the author of the book New Dawn, is with us on Ebling and You. And Richard, I think for a lot of veterans, they face so many sacrifices as it is, and then they come back, and some of them have dealt with the horrific foreclosure situations. Many of them have suffered post-traumatic stress disorder, which seems to be the symptom or syndrome from these conflicts. And then many of them I've come back to see other problems that may be unnecessary. They read about how gravestones have been mismarked at Arlington National Cemetery. And all of these things really stack up against someone having the kind of experience you would hope it would be to serve your country. But I think there are a lot of people out there who may not agree with a particular conflict. They may not like the fight, but they honor the fighter.
Absolutely. You know, and we need to remember that these young men and women didn't pick this fight, but they're off fighting it. And many have been killed. Thousands have been wounded in this fight. Like you mentioned, one in five come back with post-traumatic shock syndrome. Many, many come back to this horrible economy and are unable to find jobs. It's just a bad situation all around for everybody. And that's one of the reasons that I am so vehement about our need to support these young men and women. And it's also the reason that I write about them, because their stories need to be told. There are some amazing stories out there that the media has just left by the wayside.
Richard Lowry, our guest, the author of a book, New Dawn, talking about what happened at Fallujah and how it changed the Iraq War, and maybe change the balance of war and peace in many parts of the globe. I want to talk a little bit about this conflict, and you know it intimately from all of your discussions with people. What was it like to fight hand to hand, room to room, one house to another, week to week, with no let up?
The battle for Fallujah in November, Operation Phantom Fury, or Operation Al-Fajr, as the Iraqis named the operation, was a 7-week-long conflict. It was a street-to-street and house-to-house urban fight, and our young soldiers, sailors, and Marines went into thousands of rooms to clear those rooms, never knowing if they would find an Iraqi family hunkered down in the dark or an Iraqi insurgent that was waiting to kill them. And many of those young men died on those darkened thresholds because they waited that instant to make sure they weren't shooting at civilians. There were 9 Navy crosses and 22 Silver Stars awarded in Operation Phantom Fury, and I tell most of those stories.
Richard, I've talked to a lot of police officers who have told me that maybe the most difficult part of their job is when they're going into a surprise situation where they can't evaluate, they don't know who's behind a door, they don't know if someone has a loaded weapon, they don't know when they're going to be ambushed, but they know that there's constant danger. These guys did this for 24 hours a day in some cases, but certainly much more than 40 hours a week for 7 straight weeks in Fallujah.
That's correct. And they went into room after room after room. Now, they knew that if they encountered an enemy fighter, they would have a gun and it would be dangerous. So it took that element away. But they still didn't know that there still were some civilians in the city. Most of the civilians had left before the fighting started, but I would say there were 200 or 300 civilians left in the city during the fight. So they still had to be careful. And I can't define the amount of courage it took for those young men to go into room after room after room, thousands of times during that 7 weeks, not knowing what was inside.
Iraq, a much different place than it was 9 years ago. But I want to talk a little bit about Afghanistan now. And maybe we missed an opportunity to get Osama bin Laden. Maybe we got distracted. You can get a lot of different arguments on that. But how do you take the strategy that eventually prevailed in Iraq and apply it to Afghanistan, or is that not possible?
It's not possible. It's two different wars. My personal belief is that we went to Iraq to fight al-Qaeda in Iraq because it was a much easier place for us to fight. Mm. Fighting in Afghanistan is fighting at the rim of the earth. It has got to be the most inhospitable place to fight a war, especially for people from North America. The mountains are treacherous. The landscape is unforgiving. And the people that live there have been fighting for thousands of years. It will be very, very difficult to win any kind of a conflict in Afghanistan. There are only 3 professions that have lasted in Afghanistan, and that is warlord, drug dealer, and corrupt politician. And for us to sort that out and turn it into something that is peaceful will take certainly a much longer effort than by next July.
You're an internationally recognized military historian. You've studied this much more closely than I have or any of our listeners. Without dealing too much with the political aspects of this, just from a military perspective, what should we be doing there, if anything?
We should be clearing and holding territory and securing the population. Right now, the population, the people in Afghanistan live in fear of the Taliban and retribution. So we must clear the Taliban out of the cities and then bring a modicum of security to the people. So then and only then can we start giving them hope for having a better life. And that's the only way that we're going to win in Afghanistan, is to make a better life for the everyday people in Afghanistan.
Yeah, my next question was how you define victory, because some people think that it is an unwinnable situation, at least in the long term, and it's like cockroaches. If you have them scurry out, eventually they're going to come back.
Absolutely. I live in Florida, and when we first moved here, my wife was told, you need to have a bug man. You need to have an exterminator. And that exterminator has been coming to our house once every 3 months for the last 30 years that I've lived here. So That's a great analogy for Afghanistan. It will be a constant effort to bring the people of Afghanistan into the 21st century.
Richard Lowry, military historian and speaker and author of New Dawn, The Battles for Fallujah, also the author of the Gulf War Chronicles, U.S. Marines in Iraq, Operation Iraqi Freedom, and the award-winning Marines in the Garden of Eden. If someone wants to check out your work, what's the best way to do that, Richard?
That would be at my website. They can order autographed copies of New Dawn from my website. It's www.newdawnbook.com.
Newdawnbook.com. One word, newdawnbook.com. Can't get more simpler than that.
Yes.
All right. Thanks so much, Richard. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
All right.